This is the playbook.
This is actually one of the companies that I utilize, one that I am most interested in. And we have the CTO, the Chief Technology Officer of Opendoor, Raji Subramanian. And she is here with us today to share her playbook to success. Welcome to the playbook, Raji.
Oh, thank you. And it's great to be here and very excited to be sharing some of the learnings that I've had through my life.
Well, you know, a marketplace, especially in home buying, residential home buying, is significantly interesting to me because I always wonder, I've been in real estate a long time, and I've made and lost more money than most people in real estate. And I finally have figured out some sort of recognition of the cycles of sales. But when you have such an extraordinary platform that provides buyers and sellers a more efficient, effective, and statistically successful way to purchase and to sell homes, the market, which is always secular, is interesting. So I was wondering if we could start with the exclusivity that you provide your customers and how that exclusivity and the efficiencies of your platform apply to when the market is hot, when the market is stagnant, and when the market cools down.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy to chat more about that and how we view that at Opendoor. It goes back to one of our core operating principles. We always start and end with the customer. That is true for all three markets. And one of my lifelong lessons has been that if you're customer-centric, your business will follow in terms of its success. And that is at the core of everything that we do. So what does that mean? If you go back to Opendoor's brand value and value proposition, we are about providing a simple, certain, and fast experience for our customers. That is true. And it is a value proposition that holds, whether the market is like raging hot, whether it's at a plateau or going down. In fact, one of the things that we've learned is that when there is the most volatility in the market, these three brand value propositions, whether you're a buyer or a seller, matter the most. So if you look at today's market, sellers really care about certainty. Buyers care about a path to make sure that they're able to buy a home and actually realize their dreams. The process is so much hassle. You as an investor in real estate are very familiar with this. It's 90 plus days of pain where the customer really is not in control. So if you go back to our operating principle and the value prop that we have, for us, it's all about how do you create that digital transformation and enable customers to buy with confidence, as well as be in control of that entire transaction and realize value irrespective of the market conditions. And that is the bedrock of everything that we do.
And non-determinative upon any of the market conditions, when you provide that to the buyers, it obviously benefits the sellers as well, because that efficiency and certainty is applicable with value in both directions. Now, you have Opendoor exclusives in August, and then you have a new Opendoor finance app in June as well. You have a host of these new products. How do you determine what value or what is next in the suite of products? Is it determined by where you think the market is going, or being such a customer-centric company, is it surveying and understanding and learning from the customer base?
Again, it's always working back from the customer. We believe that is the foundation that we work with. So for us, if you go back and look at it, I love how you kind of mentioned that when you provide that certainty, it's true for sellers as well as buyers. If you look at an Opendoor customer, every seller for the most part is also a buyer. And that's kind of where we start. And if you look at what we're trying to do, Opendoor has this incredible product that we've been able to offer our sellers. Our sellers today can get an offer in minutes. And this is from our proprietary pricing algorithms that we have and the platform that we've built. We close faster than the market, and we are in 50 plus markets today. So if you now take that and we close the loop between the seller and the buyer, it is about making sure that our value proposition works and gives customers that continue. And that's where we are completely focused. We give our sellers that ability to buy in a simple, certain, and fast way. We sell in a simple, certain, and fast way. We're doing the same thing for our buyers. So a lot of our product is about how do you create that platform where we can seat many products, both for our sellers and buyers? Exclusives is just one example. Finance is just another example. The second part of the journey that we're going through is to do real estate at scale. You've been through that process. It's a highly fragmented industry, and there's a reason why it's fragmented. It's because if you go under the covers, the entire fulfillment engine is not yet digitized. And a lot of the work that we're doing is to power that platform, which can operate at scale. Vertically integrated platform that serves the customer, and then from a business perspective, drives technology-driven operating leverage so that we can operate at scale, is all what is the focus of the company. If you go back and look at it, we are in reinventing real estate, and we've just about gotten started. We just got started with the journey.
Yeah, and there's so many nuances when we talk about certainty. And as you know, in home buying and car buying, perception of price is a critical uncertainty because we always feel like, and this is true, by the way, I'm a lawyer. This is true. One of the difficulties I see with, you know, the profession of law is that if you win a case, your client always thinks they could have gotten more. And, you know, God forbid you lose a case. You know, they're never happy. I see the same thing occurring with certainty in home buying and in automobile purchases, is that you have taken out the uncertainty of price because you have this exclusive ability, because you own the properties, to create a market in an exclusive offering with real buyers, and then getting rid of the tire kickers, the oversellers, back-end sellers, liars, manipulators, and cheaters, even before it goes on the market. What percentage of the houses that you buy and sell are purchased or sold in that 14-day period before it's even offered to the general public or listed?
So typically, we don't yet share those numbers publicly. For us, it's more about the journey that a buyer and seller is going through. So I loved how you kind of led in with, you know, in this market, that price certainty is super critical. And I'd love to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, please. That'd be great.
If you look at the journey, you kind of hit the nail on the head when you talked about the uncertainty and the perception that exists with the price. And that's what's been the journey about Opendoor. We actually get hundreds of data points on every home, not just within that home, but within the neighborhood and within that country. And as you go back and look at that, for us, it's always about offering the customers the best price that we can. As Opendoor looks at our entire journey, it is about making sure that we are giving that certainty around that price. And we've invested 7+ years in getting really good at it. And that's been our major focus. And if we can do that, then what we do believe is that we will be able to take the products that we have, take the homes that we have, and we'll be able to operate across all markets in the US. And for us, as we look at the exclusive journey, it is about making sure that our customers have the right selection that they're seeking. So we don't look at it from the perspective of percentages. We look at it from the perspective of each customer getting the selection that they desire to be able to find the home that actually really matches the needs of their family.
Yeah, and those needs are really important. And when we're looking at the biggest investment that families make on average in America, it's their home. And I'm always amazed on how we can disrupt the major purchases that we have in a sense of our priorities of the family. And, you know, as I have bought and sold hundreds of homes in my life, my own personal residence, I remember in a very hot market, my home selling in 3 days and me having to move in as a home was being built for 9 months with my mom, married with children. You know, there are some huge disruptions that I could not put a price on. I almost would have rather not sold the house than had to live with my mom for 9 months. But the opposite is true a lot of times as well, the freedom to move, where people sometimes put themselves at financial jeopardy because they have two mortgages to pay. And they really don't have that certainty. You know, what are, you know, some of these intangible values that have disrupted families for years that Opendoor resolves emotionally, beyond giving, you know, a fair assessment and fast price that is, you know, one in which becomes more profitable because people don't realize how much repairs, how much time, all the things that are involved when your house doesn't sell or sells too quickly.
I love the example that you gave because so many of our customers share that same example with us. Anyone who's bought and sold a home, it is a painful experience. And there's multiple months where the process itself is filled with hassle. It also disrupts life. In many ways, you'll find that life stops when a homeowner is going through that journey. And they actually have to build their life around the process that they're going through in the process of selling and buying homes. Open Door's philosophy is that life should not stop. In fact, we should enable our homeowners to be able to transition between homes without that hassle and in a very certain way. So some of the things that we definitely help our customers with is one, we make sure that they have the notion of price fairly early on. It really helps our customers, mainly because they can use that to determine which home they want to buy. Now, once they have gone through that piece of the journey, it is about making sure that the timing is aligned. That's where Open Door comes in a big way, because as you look at any journey that our sellers and buyers are making, like simple things like when do you move can be coordinated so that you can tie in and you can make your move process and your buying and selling process work for your life. And if you look at the value propositions that we actually come in with, it's about that speed of price that we give. It is about making sure that we make the process simple by coordinating move dates, so by bringing in financing, by taking care of the entire process, and also making it less anxious for homeowners to buy a home. So customers can today sell and buy all within one experience, and that experience is disjointed if you look at the real estate industry. And we are stitching that selling and buying experience together. And there is a lot more to come in terms of what we're doing there.
And with that stitching, you know, intertwined is, of course, technology. And although you sound like an extremely savvy CEO or COO, you're actually the CTO. And I love when a CTO has the business or critical business issues tied into the technology, which I think is, you know, part and parcel to Open Door's extreme success. And how do you see, as a expert in technology, the new wave of technology? You know, we're only as good as the backbone of the platform. And obviously with Web3, there's a lot of capabilities applicable to residential home buying and selling with fractionalized ownership and title, the chain of ownership and a variety of authentication processes that are involved. Are you looking at future technologies? And if so, are you or can you divulge where you see the future lies in home buying with the future technologies that will become Chasm?
Absolutely. And I kind of liked how you kind of led with the roles that each individual plays. And as a CTO, if you were to ask me, what's the role of technology in any company? I think engineering is a means to an end. And that end is the value that you create for your customers and for your business. And so as you look at the real estate journey and the journey of technology in real estate, and if you go back and look at digitization of industries, real estate as well as construction, the home ownership experience is one of the least digitized industries. The only thing that's less digitized than this industry is agriculture, and that's moving fast as well. So if you start there, there's a lot of ground to cover. So as I look at the real estate industry's digitization, the first area that I think that there's going to be a lot of focus is how do you actually take manual experiences and high touch experiences in the industry today and offer it in a digitized manner to customers? That digitization does not mean you remove people from the equation. In fact, you should have people in the equation who are able to offer high value services and enable customers to make the right decisions. But most of the operations, which is where the pain sits, can be significantly digitized. And so as I look at the Open Door journey, technology, I think, is going to play a huge role in vertical integration of how you actually do that end-to-end Amazon-like experience for real estate. And Open Door is inventing that in a very synonymous way. Open Door is inventing the future of residential e-commerce. With that said, that's one part of the puzzle. So if you stitch the experience, that experience is the tip of the iceberg. What does the vertical integration below that means? It is about building that digital supply chain from start to finish. It is about the discovery process that customers go through. But beyond that, an example of how we've built is pricing is an example where we've digitized. We're going through that entire chain. For example, how do you go through the fulfillment engine and build the fulfillment engine for title and escrow? How do you actually bring in all of the services that homeowners need into one single package and create that end-to-end e-commerce platform that powers real estate nationwide? So I truly believe that there is going to be a lot of vertical integration that's going to happen in real estate. And as a part of the real vertical integration, the entire supply chain and the fulfillment engine is going to be digitized. That's exactly what we're doing at Opendoor. We are powering that platform on top so that we can innovate experiences on top of it.
And beyond being customer-centric, it really seems to me that you're even bigger than that. You're really people-centric, you're human nature-centric, understanding how to best be of service and value to others. And one of the things that we share is a mission, as you and I are both proponents for diversity, for ESG, you especially in technology as well. But I have, in my sports background, you know, led my economic development by diversity and inclusion. And I know you work very diligently as an advisor for Board Ready, which is, you know, a nonprofit focusing on improving board diversity, which is essential. It drives me crazy that 73% of the world is women or minorities, and yet only 3% of those 73% get funded. Drives me absolutely nuts, because we need to put people in the position and finance those people to make sure that, you know, and in the color of green, by the way, you know, the data, you're someone that's data driven like me. The data proves that if we have equity and inclusion, we make more money. So it drives me even especially crazy that people don't want to make more money by, you know, there's no excuses at all, other than giving equal opportunity to all peoples. But for you, I think it's especially interesting because you're able to actually apply technology to ESG. What are some of the things that you see that technology can provide so that we get more people in the right positions with capitalization behind them?
You know, this is a question that's actually very close to my heart. And I'd like to go all the way back to when I was in high school and back to my parents. And one of the things that my parents shared with me growing up in India as a girl was to tread with courage. And they shared that you can do anything that you want, just have the courage to embrace the consequences that come in. And I chose an engineering career when very few girls were choosing an engineering career coming out of high school. And there was one thing that I observed as a teenager. I observed that if you go back and look at the Industrial Revolution, most of the Industrial Revolution was not driven by women. Maybe the world would have been very different today if women were equal partners. And at that point of time, as a 15, 16-year-old, there was a burning desire in me for women to drive the be equal partners in the digital revolution. And that's kind of what's been driving me since then. And the reason I give that story is because it starts early. The journey of diversity starts with our sons and daughters when they're 5, 6 years old, in terms of the career paths that they take, and making sure that children don't close career paths fairly early on. Because there's a conditioning that kind of happens in terms of natural choices that people make. And my parents helped me break through that. And what's close to my heart, and I work with my goddaughter quite a bit on this as well, is to start the journey early in terms of where STEM goes for girls as much as for boys. Now, that journey carries along. As we look at higher education, there's a lot of things that we can do from a school perspective to make sure that we're counseling kids to take the right career paths. Now, the reason I call that is that's the foundation. Once you have that foundation, then it comes down to the technology space. And I'd like to, the technology space is very close to my heart, is one, it is about making sure that we give the platform on the one side and remove any preconceived notions that sit on the other side to create the platform that where women can kind of go through the chain and flourish. That's one aspect of it. The second is allyship. In terms of how women look at their careers, and focus their careers in terms of the vision that they want to take their careers without they themselves being a hindrance to it in any way, and to be, to take charge of their careers and take it forward. So if I go back and look at it, it is about starting young. It is about providing the environment to all of the women and across the world, including companies at all levels, to break the ceiling as they go. And the breaking of the ceiling is going to come in by enabling them to lead from multiple chairs, lead from technology chairs, lead from business chairs, lead from legal chairs, lead from finance chairs. It is about how companies create that in a very proactive manner and in a very goal-driven manner, in a very outcome-driven manner, to work through that entire chain.
You're an incredible woman, and I love that perspective, as I have three daughters and a 12-year-old son, to start them early to do their best, learn lessons and have fun and to pursue what they want, not what other people want for them, what's missing or what they don't have, but understanding that we are all planting seeds under trees that even we may never sit under, but yet will change or impact the entire world, which is what you're doing as a leader and your company as well, in a very much needed space as far as technology goes, in residential real estate. Open Door leading the way, not just customer centric, human nature and people centric, really creating more value for us in the most important and biggest purchase of most of our lives, especially here in America. Raji Subramanian, thank you so much, the CTO of Open Door, for joining me, Dave Meltzer, here on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.